Vayishlach el Malachim. They sent him messengers. Leimor Mali v'lecho Melech Yuda. What do we need you for? Like Loyalecho Atu Ayim Ki El Beis Melchamti. I'm only going like to fight somebody else. V'Elokim Omal Avoleni. And Hashem is like making me go fast to Vatumu Mi. Chod Alecho Melechim. Hashirimi. She stopped. I don't come with Hashem with me. V'Yal Yashchisech. I'm not there to destroy you. So Mara says now, Ma Yelokim Hashirimi. What does it mean like Hashem that's with me? Is Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Rav, Zu Avoy Dezora. Mean to say, he had Avoy Dezora. So Omri said like this. This is what Yashiyo said about this paro. That Hoyu V'kob Botach Ba'Avoy Dezora, since this paro has this trust in Avoy Dezora, is Yachun Olay. For sure I'll be able to win over him, I'll be able to win over the Mechama, I don't have to worry. That's what Yashiyo thought. And the Pasuk says, Vayoyru Hayorim LaMelech Yashiyo. And know the enemies threw our swords, the arrows at Yeshayo. For Yerimur HaMelech, the Melech said, La'avod to his servants, Haviruni, take me away. Ki achlisi, I'm sick. Ki achlisi miyod, I got very sick. So Mora says, Mai ki achlisi miyod, what does it mean that Yashiyo HaMelech said he got very sick? His Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Malam, come to teach us, She'osu kol gufoi kikavram. So he hit him with the arrows that went through his body so much, and made his body so hollow, so holy, like a sieve. He said his whole body was come out like a sieve. That the arrows went through it, and gave him, it was kikavra. So in other words, it was a Tainan Yashiyo, as he thought that Paro is going to go through and not hurt him. And therefore it didn't make a tainus. Or he thought that since Paro is going to be over by the Zoro, he's not going to win him. And the Maisa, he didn't take it too seriously. And the Maisa, he got killed because of that. So you see, even though a cherub, even though an army that's coming for peace, still you have to be afraid of them. And mainly you have to have a tightness to face that they shouldn't have get hurt from them. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yechin, Omer Rav Yenison, Mifnei ma nenesh Yishayo. How come Yishayo got killed? How come he got such a punishment? He got killed that the arrows went through his body and made a hollow through him. Is Mifnei Shahoyilah Limnach Vimiyo. Because he should have asked permission or asked from Yimiyo if he should go to fight or not. Will he win the Mechamer or not? Vulei Nimlach, he didn't go to ask, in Eitz, he didn't go to ask from Yimiyo Hanavi, therefore he got his Einish. My Dorish, what did Yishayo dash in the Pasuk? How did he make this mistake? He made a mistake like this. The Pasuk says, V'cherev loisavar biyartzachim. That a sword should not go through your land. My cherub, what does it mean, a sword? Eli, my cherub, shein l'shol sholem. If you want to say a sword means enemies that are coming not for peace, but they're coming to fight us, like an army is coming that has swords. I, Voxiv, the Pasuk already says, V'nosati sholem boretz. Hashem says, a bracha, I'm going to put peace in Eretz Yisrael, that you won't have armies, enemies coming to fight. Elo, what does the Pasuk mean, v'cherub l'savro be'atzachem, elo afilu shol sholem. It even means even an army that's right now is at peace, it's not coming to fight you, it's going to fight a different nation, still such an army won't go through your city. Who ain't the Yedeya? He didn't know Yashiyo, Shein Doroi Doime Yofa, that his door where he was right now is not at the same Madrega as it was in the door that the Post was talking about by Moshe Rabbeinu, or when they're going to Eretz Yisrael. He had been here. So mainly he made this mistake, like he thought that this army that's coming for peace, there's nothing wrong, they won't start up with us, and he made a mistake that his door wasn't so choshev, Rashi Beni Hamakom, like his door wasn't so choshev in the eyes of Hashem, that for them the army did come and affect him. And you see, he lost the war, that he got killed by Shastu Mechama. Mor says, Ki have inichon ashe, when Yishayo HaMelech was dying, is Chazi Yimiyo, Yimiyo Anovi saw, Shiv Saiseo de Komarachshin. He saw that his lips were moving. In other words, we said now he got stabbed, the arrows went through his body, and he was dying, but his lips were moving. Is Omar, so Yimiyo was afraid and said, Shemlachas Vesholah Milsod Loi Mahagno Omar. Agav Tsara. Like maybe he's saying something not so nice now, because he's in so much pain. Like maybe he's getting angry at Hashem and saying something not nice. And that's a big, that's very bad. Like right before you mace, to say bad things is no good. So Gochin Yemiyo bent down. Vishomer, and he heard him saying like this. the komatzik or layadina anashi. He wasn't saying anything there, but just the opposite. He was accepting upon himself this din. What happened to him? The way he got killed. Now he accepted upon himself. And Omri he said, tzadiku Hashem ki pihu marisi, that Hashem is a tzadik, and I did things bad. That's why I deserve this einish. But he was matzik. He agreed to whatever Hashem did was for his good. He opened up his mouth at that time and said, Ruach ha'peinu Mashiach Hashem. And for the Ruach of my peh is Mashiach Hashem. Notice he was like a tzaddik, he died not angry at Hashem, but Adrabi was makabli accepted whatever Hashem did to him. And then the Mishnah says, Maisa v'yodu zekenim yushlayim li'arayim. Yeah. They went, the Zekenim went down from Yishlayim, and they saw that a Shidofen was coming, so they made a Tainus. And it says, even though they saw a small amount of Shidofen, that means the Tfuah was drying up, only the amount of Kamale Pitainer, that's what the Mishnah says. The amount, a small amount that covers up the opening of an oven. So Iboilu, I have a question like this. Kamale Tainer Tfuah, does it mean the whole Tainer, the whole oven, is full of Tfuah of wheat, like, of Tfuah? Not only the wheat, but it means the amount of dough. In other words, dough is much more tfuah. Like the tfuah, you first grind up, make it into flour, and then you make a dough out of it. So, how much size, in other words, how much was the shidofen did he see? It's Toshima, come and bring a proof. It says, Kamole pitana. Kamole pitana mashma, the way you use a tana, the way it's, when it's cooking. When you bake an oven, what do you bake in the oven? Dough. So chur, it means the dough, it means lechem. It means that much tfuah, that much wheat, that from that much wheat you make bread, and that much wheat got affected, had a shidofen, was like dried up already, for that amount you have to make a tainus. For you are dying, but still I have another suffer, tiboy iluhu. Ke kisula de tanura, does it mean just the covering of the oven? That's how much flour of like bread was dried up. Idilma maybe means more. Idilma ki dora the rift, like you have a whole row of breads in the oven, to hodelena puma de tanura. That's like sticking out of the opening of the tanur. Now, sticking out of the opening doesn't mean a small amount just to cover the opening, but it means when you fill up the whole oven full of a row of bread, and you have a part of the bread sticking out of the oven, that's how much wheat, tfuah, he saw bishidof, and he saw dried up, that he made a tainus. Take this thing more advised by Sophic. It's exactly how much tefuah has to be ruined in order to make a tainus. The Gemara is misupik. Vayitam. V'yoy gozru tainus ashlochlu zevim. They also make a tainus because the wolf ate up two kids. Omar Ula. Mishum Rav ben Yitzodik. Maise ubolu zevim shnei tinoikis. It happened the story that two wolves ate up two kids, and they spit them out, derech beisarei, like it went through their body, and they came out through the waist, the kids came out, and they came out dead. The chachamim saw about this, the masupik now is their tumas hameis on the bodies or not. V'tiru es abosar, they said the bosar taker is Torah, the bosar doesn't have a shame tumas hameis, because since it went through the body of the animal, it let the meat changed over. But v'timu es ha'tzomas, but the bones still retain its tumor. The bones are still tummy. Rashi says, "V'tiras abosar sheinu matame tumas meis." There's no tumas meis on the meat. Then it's achol. It like got eaten up and got digested already. Then it's vato toich meiv. And it got like ruined in the stomach of the wolf. We're going to show you yimeichol. We're talking about it stood inside the stomach. The amount of time that usually stays something to get digested there. Opir shubiyamu. Therefore, when it comes out of the waist of the animal, it's called some like junk, it's some pirsha. And therefore, it has no tumor on it. Therefore, the meat of the bodies had no tumas meis on it. But the atzomas, the bones, yes. Trashi, but tumas atzomas, dloy mesachlo. Because the bones don't get digested. The bones still stay like bones, they came out like bones, they still have tumas hameis. Vaitigalelo masriim b'shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, even things that happen to you, that you're allowed to scream out even on Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin, Ir Shekifu Nochrim, if Goyim came to besiege a city, or else the river overflowed and it's going over the city, V'echot svina mutrefes b'yam. You're also in a ship on the yam, and as the wind is coming there, and you're afraid your ship's going to drown. It's about to drown. So you gotta start screaming even on Shabbos. V'echot yochid shenir d'vifnei nochrim. Or else even a single Jew, if he's being chased by goyim, if goyim are chasing after the Jew to kill him like, so then you also are allowed to scream out even on Shabbos. Or even if they list him. Or else even if rabbis are coming to you on Shabbos, you're allowed to scream out. If a ruach ruach is around there, Rashi says, shenichnas by ruach sheda. If shedim are coming into you, v'rotz v'hoylech, and you're running away, v'shem yitpa benor v'yipu v'yomus, you're afraid maybe you'll die, you get drowned while you're running away from the shade, you're allowed to scream out for help. Now, akulam on all these things, all these last things we said, any one of these problems, yochid rishoy lesage v'satzma b'tainis. If it only happens to one private person, you're allowed to make yourself into a tainis, give yourself stigufim, give yourself some pain, and you're allowed to do this. I was like, v'schazde, you should be saved. No, a yochid is not allowed to do it. It's only on a tiny tzibur, but not a private person. Maybe you become sick, you become not healthy, and you'll have to come on to other people to help you out. And people maybe won't have rachmanis on you. So like you're killing yourself, it's not kedai. You won't have, like, you'll be too weak if you're fasting to yourself, to make a living. And you have to be afraid, maybe people won't have rachmanis on you, and maybe you'll die because of that. And I'm Rav Yudam Arav, my time with Rav Yosi, what's Rav Yosi's pshat? The Pasuk says, Vayihi Yodam L'nefesh Chaya. That means, Neshama Shenasati B'cho Hachyeyu. Hashem has given you a neshama, you have to keep it alive. So Melod is the chiyah to keep yourself alive. So therefore, you can't afford to put yourself into a tainis when things may happen to you. Yeah. We're talking about in the case where you can't take the tainis, like we had before. If a person is strong, that the tainis won't affect you, you're allowed to fast. But in the case where the tainis will affect you, then you're not supposed to fast. Right. Shimon HaTemoni Omer. Afal Dever. He says even by Dever of a plague comes into the city, it's also reason to make a tainus. Iboiluhu. Loi hoidu loi chachomim. The chachomim disagrees with Rav Shimon HaTemoni. Bishabbos. The only they disagree on Shabbos, he can't start screaming because of a Dever, because of a plague. Avo b'choil hoidu loi. But in the weekday, maybe they agree you're allowed to make a tainus because of the plague. Oiduma, maybe no. Loi hoidu loi klau. The Chum argue on Rabbi Shimon completely. For a Dever, you don't have to fast. To Hashem, I'll bring you a Raya. The Tanya we learned. Ma'asriya ma'ladeva b'Shabbos. V'yein tzorach loyma b'choyom. That's Rabbi Shimon HaTemoni's din. Rabbi Chonin ben Pitum, Talmidus Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Kiva Oymer, Ein ma'asriya ma'ladeva kol ikir. No. As a Chum argue and say, a Dever, a plague, is not so bad that you don't have to fast at all. Even b'choyom, we don't make the gzera. Then the Mishnah says, "Our cold sorrow shloi tov el tibur." Ton rabbanon. What does that mean? Any type of a pain that comes on the tibur. Ton rabbanon. Our cold sorrow, anything bad, shloi tov el tibur. Ma'asri en oleho. You're allowed to start fasting and screaming right away. Chutz, except meiroiv gishomim. If the problem is you have too much rain, for that you're not allowed to start fasting that Hashem should take away the rain, even though it's pretty bad. Too much rain is also no good, but for that you're not allowed to fast. My time, why? If Hashem is giving us too much good, we don't have a right to daven back to Hashem that He should stop it. It's not nice. The Amri Rabbi Yechanan, minayin shem mispalalin al roiv hatoiva. How do we know this? That if Hashem gives you too much good, you're not allowed to daven to Hashem to stop it. Shenem, the pasuk says, heviyu es kol ha-maiser el beis oitzer. It says, ad bli dai. So my ad bli dai. What does the end of the pasuk mean? And Omar Rebbe, Omar Rami, Barav, at Sheyivla Sisaychim Loy Medayin. They had so much bracha that their mouths were tired of saying enough. In other words, they didn't daven for it. It just kept on coming the bracha. You see that Hashem has the right to keep on giving you, and you're not supposed to be mispalol that Hashem should stop it. Yeah, Vice says they said, but could be they didn't daven for it though. Like it was a mitzvah stuff that Lemaisa Hashem was giving. They kept on saying enough, enough. It wasn't like a tefillah, you know, stop. It was just like a sense of appreciation. We have enough, you know, enough, enough. We don't need any more. But they didn't daven to Hashem. They didn't make a tainus there like to stop it. Navadim, the kash is still a bisamodnum. Because here we're talking about too much rain comes down that's ruining. It's Ramesh Amazik now. The Amos time he got too much bracha, so what? So you got too much, so what? They got too much gold, too much silver, like so what? It's not really good sushtam. Unless the Gemara says, yeah, no, you're right. Omar Rami Bar Rav Yud. His name of a Talmud Chochim Rashi says, Rashi Chochim Sheshma Yud. That was the name of the Chochim. Uva Goyla Masriin Olei. In Golus, that means outside Eretz Yisrael and Bovel, there they do dive into Hashem to make a tainus if it's too much rain. Because since Bovel is like an omuk, it's like in a valley, if it rains too much, Ramesh, they'll be swallowed up there. They'll be flooded there. Tanya Nami Hochi. That Shona Shegisham Merubin. A year that there's a lot of rain. Anshe Mishmar Sholchem the Anshe Maimed. The people that are there by the Kabonis, by the Beis Mikdash, and they say like this. Tenu einechem b'achichem. Put your eyes on our brother Shebegirla that's in Golos, that's in outside Eretz Yisrael. Shlo yehei boteyem kivreyem. That the houses should not be like the cemetery there. In other words, the water should not come and flood them. So we see, we do daven to Hashem that the rain should not affect people in Buffalo. Shol was Shebeleza. Ad heichem gishomim yordum. Yordin. V'yispaolu shlo yordu. Like how much rain has to come down to say, Mamash is too much, we can't take it. That we have a right to daven that Hashem should stop it. Omalehem, kidei sheyamod odom b'kerenofum. A person should be standing in this high place, kerenofum. V'yishashchech ragla b'mayim. And his feet should be moving around in water. That's a pretty high place up. Trashi kerenofum. Shein sela gvoya. And a high stone like. V'yishashchech ragla b'mayim klaymer. Li'erlem, he said, kere, li'erlem ein mispaldim. No, it's not shchiach. If it means if you're on top of a mountain and still the water gets all the way to the top of the mountain, which never happens. So as he holds, no matter how much rain you have, you can't stop it to Hashem to stop it. For the more about Tanya, we learned, Yodov, it says Yodov, his hand, not his feet. So Mara says, Raglov ki Yodov kamin. It means the same thing. The Omar Rabba Barbachona, Lididi, Chazali Kerenofel, I once saw this high place, this high mountain, to come who taya, that when I was all the way on top, I looked down and I saw an Arab that Kiroch of Gamli was running on a camel, v'nokad remach biyodei, he was holding a spear in his hands, and mischazi and Eva, and to me it looked like a little ant. That's what it looked to me. Because he means to show how high up that mountain was. That on top of the mountain, if you looked down and saw a person running on top of a camel, he looked to you like an ant. Notice what like I meant to say before is that rain never comes down that much. That from the bottom it should be mamish, flooded all the way on top. So he meant to say, no matter how much rain comes down, you can't daven to Hashem to stop it. Turn around. The pasuk says, "V'nasati gishmechem bitam." Hashem gives you rain at the right time. That means loy shechura. You're not going to have too much rain. Trash loy shestuya yosim idai. You're not going to have too much rain that ruins the ground. V'loy tzimeya. You're not going to have a drought. It won't be too dry. Ela beninis. Will be a normal amount of rain. Shekolzaman shagasham merubim. Kolzaman, you have too much rain. Metashtashin esaret, like makes the ground muddy. It's no good. Vienu matsia peris, it doesn't grow, doesn't produce anything then. That's called, when the sati gishmachamitam, Hashem will give a right amount of rain. Dovrach, another pshat is, bitam, at the right time, Hashem will give rain. That means, belel revius, on Wednesday.